Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Little throwback banger. Start out the 4 o'clock hour. I like it, Solana. I like it.
That's a win.
Just the real one.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't somebody sample this or something?
Someone remade it, or maybe we had a mashup. I think it was a mashup.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Great music video.
Didn't they wear, like, weird stuff, and they were dancing around blue hair or something?
Take On Me, this was like a semi cartoon slash real life video.
This is some funk, and we don't agree on too much stuff.
This one still slaps.
Yes.
This is from the 80s, Solana. Is it slap?
It's a slopper.
Wow. Very rarely do I get that that kind of reaction from Solana when he's got a chance to take a shot at the 80s. Who knew?
After watching Purple Rain, I have a new appreciation for the 80s.
That movie is so good, especially if you haven't seen it in a while. That movie is so good. Why don't you play a little Morris Day and the Time today? How about that?
Did you learn any game from Purple Rain?
No, you know, what's funny is I feel connected to the 80s. Like, I would have, you know, I would have cleaned up in the 80s. You know what I mean?
You
know what I mean?
After watching Purple Rain, I'm not going to lie. Like, I felt like I can go get any woman that I talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, even right now I watch it, I'm like, oh, AJ going to love me tonight. Like, I don't know why. Like, I don't know, Prince puts that in your heart. You got him.
High heels, a little bit of eyeliner. You're good to go in the 80s.
Man, I didn't really do that. Did you ever put on makeup?
No.
Oh, he's lying.
People went to the club in suits, like the full suits. And then you had like not the outcast, but the people with game, the people who knew, who were with it. They went in like the.
What did he say?
Well, first of all, I don't know what he's talking about with the clubs, going to the clubs in suits.
Yeah, I mean, I in know. Every 80s movie, people were at the club.
I don't know what he's talking about.
In a suit.
Then there were those, I guess those were the squares. And then there were the other people that were with it.
With it.
They had the button down.
What are you talking about?
He watched one movie.
What
now he knows
the
80s.
About? What are you talking about? They went to clubs in suits.
Only the people that were with it.
But then there were the others that were with it. You know, like Suge Knight. All right, let's get headlines here. Start out the 4 o'clock hour. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford, South Florida's new and pre-owned truck superstore. Palmetto Ford, we know trucks, online at MiamiPalmettoFord.com.
We have Talk About It Tuesday. Maybe we should have Down With It Wednesday.
With It Wednesdays.
The Miami Heat, they beat the Raptors 104-99. Jimmy had a triple-double. Messed around, had a triple-double. Bam played 32 minutes, had 14-9. Tyler Hero led the team in scoring. The Heat tied for first place right now. They're pretty good.
They are pretty good. We'll give you 15 minutes of Heat in the next segment. We will hear from Bam and Jimmy.
Yesterday, the Rams beat up on the Cardinals 34-11. So we have our divisional playoff round schedule set.
All right, let's hear it. What is it?
Saturday, the Bengals, they're in Tennessee. It's at 4:30 p.m.
Let me open up a little site here. I'm just going to give you my initial reaction to the lines. I don't want to toot my own horn, but we are on some kind of fire.
Get them hot.
All right. So Saturday, Titans hosting the Bengals. Titans are 3.5-point favorites. I like the Bengals.
Yep.
Ooh.
I like the Bengals because of that hook. I could see the I could see the Titans winning that game, but I like the Bengals getting that hook.
I was going to say, because everybody's disrespecting Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
They were the number one seed. They the mm-hmm. only team in the AFC that didn't play last
week. And
Derrick
Henry's back.
And nobody thinks they can do anything. I'm with you. I'll go with the hook, but if it gets under 3, I'll take Tennessee.
8:15 p.m. Saturday, the Niners, they're in Green Bay to face the Packers.
So I do like the Niners. They look good, but Green Bay is a 5.5-point favorite, and I will lay the points with Green Bay. I think Aaron Rodgers is just on another level.
Yes, sir.
Jimmy Garoppolo looked good, but he's inconsistent in my book.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all a run game. Like, Jimmy G has to live off the run. It's going to be cold as hell. I just don't think the 49ers going Green Bay.
Yeah, I like Green Bay.
Sunday at 3, the Rams, they're in Tampa Bay to face Tom Brady.
So we had the Rams last night. I told you earlier in the show, I like the Rams against Tampa. Rams are getting 3 points. I know you don't want to hear this. I like the Rams getting the points. I like the Rams money line as well.
This is the one, Hawk. They're going to go to Tampa and whoop the Buccaneers.
I think Matt Stafford's a man on a mission, first of all. That defense, I mean, Aaron Donald is ridiculous. And by the way, when you get to Tom Brady, he does get affected because he does not like to be sacked.
Nope.
So he will start throwing the ball quick.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that doesn't work. And no Fournette, right? He's been out. He's out for the rest of the season.
No,
obviously,
Chris
no
Godwin.
AB, no Chris Godwin. And the Rams, man, they looked good yesterday. Now, that may be, you know, cause and effect with Arizona looking so bad, but I do like the Rams right now. I'd like to see that line go up.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it more than 3.
And then the late game, Sunday, Bills in Kansas City.
So the Chiefs are 2-point favorites over the Bills. I think I like Buffalo in that one as well.
I do too.
I think Kansas City's been a little schizophrenic this season.
Yep.
Now, there's recency bias because of the Pittsburgh game. Pittsburgh had no business being in the playoffs, and Kansas City handled them. Buffalo, they're a damn good team. If anyone can beat Kansas City, it might be Buffalo.
And I like the over in that game.
Over is 54.5.
I think this is a 38-35 game, one of those. I don't see either one of these offenses getting stymied. And I honestly, Buffalo has a better defense, but Buffalo's defense isn't dominant at all. So I think the over, but it's crazy to say, man. I think I'm with you. I think Buffalo can go up there and whoop KC.
I think this might be their season.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you say recency bias with the Chiefs regarding their game against the Steelers, mm-hmm. don't you have to do it as well with the Bills regarding their game against the Patriots? I'm not putting the Patriots and the Steelers in the same category. Clearly, New England's better, but I don't think they were a true playoff team either. They just had a hot stretch.
They were not. We saw the Patriots here in Miami. I mean, we saw it. I mean, they were awful. I mean, Miami did whatever they wanted, except pass the ball. But I think that was more on Tua than New England. But I know what you're saying. I just think Kansas City – again, I talked about it earlier with Tampa Bay and repeating. Kansas City, for the first time in 3 seasons, has looked somewhat vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes has looked somewhat vulnerable. So I just kind of feel like the tide turns at some point, right? Kansas City, listen, they're going to be contenders for 10 years as long as Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback, no question. But Buffalo's been on the come up for a couple of seasons, and now this is when I think that they would flex a little bit and take that game, and then all of a sudden you've got them counted as a real AFC powerhouse.
And Buffalo, I think Buffalo's defense can make more stops than the Kansas City defense.
Oh, and somebody points out, too, Tristan Wirfs got injured, and he's in a walking boot.
that's been the most reliable protector of Tom Brady for seasons. So that's a big loss if he's not going to play.
I just think so many people are doing what you're doing, which is this is Buffalo's year. They beat Kansas City earlier this year. Kansas City's been up and down. It's the time for Josh Allen to finally get over that hump. And here we are again, second round of the playoffs in Kansas City. People are saying it's time for the Chiefs to go down. I just don't see it in Kansas City.
Kansas City's defense has been picked apart all season.
Yeah.
Right? And the Bills, they've got a high-powered offense.
That's why
if you can hang with Kansas City offensively, then you can hang with them. Pittsburgh couldn't.
No.
But Buffalo can. I like Buffalo and the points.
By far, Buffalo's defense is better than Kansas City's defense.
Yeah.
Like, that's no argument.
Right.
So, to that point of they can hang with them, but Buffalo's defense can make one or two more stops. Like I said, I think it's going to be a close game, a three-point game, high-scoring three-point game, but I just believe in Buffalo's defense better.
All right, guys, your schedule for today, 7 p.m., Canes Hoops. They host the UNC Tar Heels from the Watsco Center.
So that game will be on 560 WQAM?
Yes.
All right.
And then the Panthers, 9 p.m., they're in Calgary.
And that game will be on 790 The Ticket?
Yep.
Very good. Panthers are hot, man. They are scoring goals. 16 goals in the last two games. I mean, that's absurd. 9 goals on Saturday. That's crazy.
Making it look easy.
They are making it look easy. They are making it look easy.
Did I see Kodak Black at another game this weekend?
Was he at another game?
I think he was, and his pants fell down, but he had on white tights underneath it.
That's true. He was at was it in South Florida?
I didn't see that.
I saw Drake was at the Heat game.
Yeah, Friday night.
Ain't nobody worried about him. Certain people I don't really fool with. He's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 866-954-MORE. It's a gorgeous South Florida afternoon. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the upper 40s.
Woo! That is chilly.
So silly.
Frío de madre.
My
abuela would say. That's your weather.
All right, very good.
Cold mom?
Frío de madre.
The mom of cold?
The mom of cold.
The mother of all colds.
Never heard that before.
The mother of all chills. 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. The Heat are ridiculous. They're making it look easy.
Yeah.
And there was no Kyle Lowry last night. Little payback game against Toronto.
But when Buckets give you a triple-double, all yeah, you know.
Precious Achiuwa was out there for the Raptors.
You upset about him leaving, too? Was that a mistake?
We traded him.
But was that a mistake? Mario Chalmers and Yurtseven upset y'all. Why wouldn't Precious upset y'all?
I mean, they may have given up on him too early. I'm not going to lie.
Did you watch him?
You watch him last night?
Got his lunch hand.
Not ready to call it a career on Precious. All right, so 50 minutes of heat in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm in love with the cock.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
You know, we had 15 minutes to eat on Friday, and Michael McCullough, the chief marketing officer for the Heat, he was on with us, and we were talking about some of the special days that they have coming up. He texted me, Star Wars socks coming to Crowder via FedEx. He even sent me a little screenshot of the FedEx delivery. So Star Wars night. When is Star Wars night? It's Wednesday, I believe, right? You weren't listening on Friday?
I don't remember what day it is.
All right, I think it's Wednesday. They play Portland tomorrow?
Yeah.
I had it up.
Second. I believe Star Wars night. It is, Steven? Yeah. Star Wars night is Wednesday. So you go to that game, you can get your own Star Wars Miami Heat socks, which are pretty damn cool looking. And you've got a pair on the way.
Oh, boy.
Right to you.
I love me some socks, too.
So the Heat won last night. They kind of share first place. I think Chicago may have just a few percentage points over them, only because they've played less games than the Heat. But the Heat have a share of first place. They host Portland tomorrow. No Dame Lillard. I mean, things are...
lining up pretty.
Things are lining up, man.
They are.
They didn't just tread water on that road trip. Like, they did their thing, and now they're back home. So they've had 3 games on the homestand? I thought it was just 2 so far.
No, 3 games so far.
Friday, Saturday.
And yesterday.
Oh, yesterday was Monday. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Friday, Saturday, Monday.
Whoop the Hawks, lost to the Sixers, and whoop the Raptors.
I'm not certain that I saw much of that Sixers game. Did you go to that game?
I didn't go to the game. I watched the entire second half.
What happened?
Just tough for the Heat to make shots in the fourth quarter, truthfully. Jimmy was back. He hadn't played against Atlanta. It was his second game back. He did play against Atlanta. It was just a tough one. Jimmy and Cowell combined like 2 of 20-something shooting. Sixers kept making shots in the fourth.
Probably could have used a guy like Mario Chalmers. You know, you need a couple buckets. I'm just saying.
Just looking at it, the leading scorer was Yurtsevin.
Oh, and he couldn't get a minute yesterday, huh?
He scored 22. Nobody else
interesting
even sniffed.
Coaching decisions.
No one else sniffed 20.
He outplayed Joel Embiid in the first half to the point
saw
where Shaq.
I saw the interview with Shaq. Shaq was there, and Will Manso was interviewing him at half. And Shaq goes, hey, who's this number 77? And Will's like, that's Omer Yurtsevin. And then people are pointing out, like, Shaq, aren't you a basketball analyst? Like, Maybe you should know. I don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know. We don't know.
I mean, we don't know. We,
I mean,
didn't we say it when he was Yurt's H-Vin or something, he'd be better? Like, we didn't know who Yurt 7 was.
But we don't know anything that's going on around the league. You know what I mean? Like, we talk about the Heat, but do we know anything that's really going on around the league?
Chicago's lost 4 in a row.
That one I got, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We know storylines.
KD's out.
Brooklyn, yeah.
You know, yeah. Bruce Brown heard him. Yeah. Let's go, Bruce.
How about that? So here is Bam. So Bam played last night and looked good, right? I mean, Certainly didn't look like that thumb was bothering him. No, Solana?
He struggled a bit.
You thought it looked like the thumb was bothering him?
I mean, early on, I don't know if it's his thumb bothering him, but it's going to take him some time not only to get back into game shape, even though he looked great in the second half, but kind of just get back into the rhythm of playing on a nightly basis.
So after the game, Bam Adebayo joined Will Manso on Bally Sports. Here was the interview.
Coming back in a game like this, ball in your hands at the free throw line, trying to ice it. But for you, what did it mean to be back out there with your teammates tonight and get a win like this?
Oh, man, it's a blessing, man. I was just glad to be out there. You know, my teammates tried to beat me the ball, but I just told them let's play basketball. I'm just happy JB got the triple-double, and we got the win.
These last 6 weeks, I would assume, felt like 6 months for you. The good news is this team went 14-8 without you. A lot of guys picking up the slack. But what was that like, Bam, to have to sit there and have to work to get back to this point?
It's a grind. You know, waking up every day, doing hand therapy, staying in shape, just trying to get back to who I was. And, you know, it's been a great process for me.
Now, I mentioned the fact that this team played well without you, and they played well with a lot of different guys. What have you learned about your team, and how excited are you now that pieces are slowly starting to come back together? And there's one of them hopefully soon.
Man, we're just blessed to have a team like this, man. Everybody buys in. Everybody wants to compete, and everybody wants to get the job done. So, I mean, when you have 15 guys like that, it's easy to get a couple wins. And we did that with dudes being out. It was next man up.
I saw UD holding up the welcome back Bam sign before the game. But the fans, too, the support you had, the love you got tonight on your home court, what did that mean to you for the fans that were chanting Bam and that wanted to see you back here?
It's just a great thing for me, man. I got mega support from the fans, and all I can say is I appreciate it, man. Thank you for welcoming me back.
It's good to have you back, Bam. One of many. Congrats on the win. We'll see you back here Wednesday night.
Appreciate it.
Bam Adebayo right there. Look at that. Yeah.
It is definitely good to have him back.
Yeah.
To have him and Jimmy healthy. Kyle Lowry missed because of personal reasons, right?
Correct.
So, really, you're going into the second half of the season with a healthy Bam, a healthy Jimmy, healthy Kyle Lowry. And we just said, KD's hurt. Chicago's faced a little bit of a skid. This couldn't be working out any better.
And it seems like Victor Oladipo, who we keep forgetting about, mm-hmm. is just...
That's all added bonus.
Right.
Whatever Victor Oladipo can bring you but is all bonus.
If he can be a semblance of what he was in Indiana before the injury bug got his knees, I mean, he could be a huge addition, forget offensively, but defensively, to a core that's already almost impossible to score on.
They were number 4 or 5 when Jimmy and Bam went out. And now they're tied for first.
I mean, it's really – we. Do you remember what we talked about? We were talking about can they remain in the top 8 in the East?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just us. I mean, Ira was writing about it. Anthony Chang was writing about it.
You lose two of the top players, two of the three, whatever. You want to throw Kyle in there, here or there, whatever. But two of your top three players, you lose. That should have been the conversation. That's why we're having it.
And Tyler Hero had missed a number of games.
Yes.
I mean, they really were shorthanded.
The COVID bug as well. It was hitting all around the NBA.
Duncan.
Beyond injuries, like Caleb Martin missed some time. And yesterday, by the way, was a good example of how deep this team truly is. It was Caleb Martin, Gabe Vincent got a start. You mentioned Yurtsevin leading the team and scoring two nights ago, not getting a minute yesterday. Dwayne Dedman seems to be fully back healthy. Like, this team really is deep.
So the Heat tomorrow host the Portland Trailblazers at FTX Arena, and it is Star Wars night. That is a cool collectible. I love sports collectibles, yeah. And those Star Wars Heat socks, that is a cool collectible. I just saw a...
Do I wear them, or do I save them?
No, you wear them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you're not a collector.
No.
The collector.
You're right, I'm not a collector.
I just saw a tweet from Sully Sullenberger. You know, the pilot landed the plane in the Hudson.
Hero.
The real one?
The real Sully, yeah. I follow him on Twitter. But it
you
got
follow a pilot on Twitter?
Yeah, he's the best. Sully's great. American hero. No, I love him. I love him. But would you agree with me on this? Because I know you're flying tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The most, and Sully's the outlier here. The most trustworthy pilots have a mustache.
Whew. That's, you just, you look at them as, yeah.
Right. I'm not talking about a beard.
No.
Not talking about a goatee.
Just a mustache.
A mustache.
Just prestige behind
There's
the wheel.
There's something about a pilot with a mustache, you kind of know you're in good hands.
I'll go with you on that. And to the fact that I always like to look in there and see the pilot that's flying the plane.
But when you see the mustache,
it makes you feel better.
That's what I'm saying. It's a strange thing. But when you look in that cockpit, the pilot has a good mustache. A good mustache.
A strong man mustache, yeah.
You know that it's a superior pilot. That seems like a, like, listen, I have my truths, right, about miniature golf, food in a red basket. I think I am adding pilots with mustaches are inherently safer and better pilots than pilots without mustaches.
Because they're old school? Because a lot of young kids don't do mustaches.
No one does mustaches anymore.
So that's the there's just something about it.
Yeah, there's something about the power of the mustache.
You know, that's weird because I thought I was the only one that always needed to see the person that's flying the plane on.
No, it does make you feel a little more comfortable,
just
doesn't
it? Just to know he's up there.
Like,
and
what would it take for you to walk off the plane? Listen.
A crackhead. Easy answer.
Mookie. Like,
Mookie, yeah.
Like, you, like, is there a, because I always think that, I like to look in the cockpit, I want to see what the flight crew looks like. Mm-hmm. But traveling is a pain in the ass. Got to get to the airport, you're parking, you're lugging your luggage, you're taking your shoes off, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Unless you have, you know, TSA pre-check.
Who does that?
Couple guys like me and Solana, we breeze through.
Y'all
but
have TSA pre-check?
Yeah, why not?
I like to interact.
Interact with someone else. I mean, you're still interacting. You're just not taking off your shoes.
I enjoy it.
You have terrible feet, too.
I do, but I always wear good socks. That's another thing I do. I wear.
That's a perfect place to wear your Star Wars Eat socks.
Bingo.
So you get, though, you know, you've waited, there's no seats at the gate. Again, a couple guys like me and Solana were probably in the Amex Club.
I went to the Amex Club with Solana before. He big mans it.
It's a pleasure in there.
He big mans it. Look at him smiling over there because he, come on with me, Crowder. There you go, lady.
It's a pleasure in there.
Yeah, I was here last week.
Total pleasure. But you go through all this. You wait. Now you stand in line. They've called your zone. You get onto the plane. You peek into the cockpit. Mm-hmm. What would you have to see to actually get off that plane?
Just.
Because we both said we like to see who's in the cockpit. It makes us feel better. What would you have to see to get off that plane?
Dishevelment.
Right.
Just you're all wired. You know, you're all weird. Your hair is messed up. You're wiping your face. Maybe you're still flossing. Like, you should have woke up early and brushed your teeth at the hotel. Just any. There will be certain clues.
I just wonder what it is, because I say the same thing as you, but I'm not certain what I'm looking for that would actually get me off the plane.
Maybe too much itching.
A lot of
like if they're scratching, it could be psoriasis, it could be crack.
Right.
Either one of those, I don't want you flying my plane. Right. Psoriasis or crack.
Right. You're a little too itchy.
You're too itchy.
Really
keep your hands on the wheel.
Yeah. What about you, Solana?
Jakeem Grant.
If you saw Jakeem Grant in the cockpit, just too small?
Yeah, and I know that shouldn't matter.
Or that he's not a pilot. Which one?
Which one is it? But you're not a pilot, and I don't know why you've convinced me.
But no.
Oh, you'd feel very confident if you saw me in the cockpit.
And you're not tall.
Yeah, you would. That's true, but I'm taller than Jakeem Grant.
And it's weird because there's no pedals on a plane that I know of.
Sure there are.
There's pedals?
Yes.
No, the gas is that big thing to their right hand.
There are pedals on the plane. It controls the yaw. We've been over this before. This is why you'd feel very confident if you saw me in the cockpit.
Even more so then, yeah. I need somebody at least 5'8".
5'8".
Too short. That's another thing, too. I wouldn't let no little baby fly.
I wonder if there's a height limit for pilots. That's very interesting. Is there a height limit? Because there are foot pedals.
My neighbor's a pilot. I'll reach out to him.
Can you reach out to him? Does he have a mustache?
He does.
Mm-hmm. What?
Never crashed before, has he?
I'm
telling you,
this is a truism. You know what I found? So, you know, the Eagles were playing on Sunday, and my wife is from Philly. So even though we had bet Tampa, you know, we were making a special Philly day for my wife. So we went out and got Philly cheesesteaks at this place in Boca. It's called Old School Philly Cheesesteaks. And I got a couple of my kid had a friend coming over. So I got a couple of, it says basket of fries, but we weren't eating there. We were picking it up and bringing it home. The French fries came in white paper bags, and they were folded down in a very nice fashion. Mm. So the fries were in a white paper bag that, again, it wasn't just like, you know, at Five Guys, they just give you a paper bag and there's fries in it. This was folded in a certain fashion, almost like a planter almost. I think I may have found a way where fries are better than in a red basket with a doily.
A paper planter?
A paper bag folded properly.
I should have taken a picture. You should have.
I should have taken a picture.
See how this is going to make
it. It's another truism. What have you have you found out from your pilot friend?
No height limit. I'm asking him if there's a mustache requirement. Almost like part of the uniform.
No. There has to be a height limit. There has to. Like, you can't be 2'4".
Well, no, even like Kevin Hart. How tall is Kevin Hart? I mean, he's like 4'4"?
4'8", 4'9", like,
could he fly?
No, he's got to be in the 5. Come on,
Kevin Hart.
Yeah,
he's
like 5'2", 5'3".
Human.
He's probably 5'4".
He's not 5'4".
It gets overblown. He hangs out around The Rock and Shaq, so he looks smaller.
He's really short.
No, there's no way he's 4'10". He's got to be 5-something.
5 flat. But there has to be I don't know if it's, you know, whatever workplace discrimination, but like, you can't drive a bus at 4'4". You can't do it.
Well, they can make extensions on the
but what bus line is going to make extensions and put books and stuff under your butt and extended pedals? Like, no, get you another job.
According to sources, Kevin Hart is between 5'2 and 5'4".
That's a little human. That's a tiny person.
The definitive answer, Kevin Hart is 5'2". In 2019, the comedian agreed to take a lie detector test while being interviewed by Vanity Fair. His height was among the very first questions posed by the journalist.
5'2".
5'2". I don't think he could fly a plane.
There has to be. Because he can't see out the... He can't
but
see.
He could grow a mustache, I think. What if you could do one or the other? Which one's more important, do you think?
Seeing out of the window or mustache?
The mustache is pretty important. I don't want to diminish the importance of the mustache on a pilot.
Hawk, see.
Are we all in agreement, though, that a mustache on a pilot is pretty damn important?
It looks prestigious. But what about sight? Sight is mustache.
Like
is
if the mustache was too bushy and it was infringing on your sight.
If little ass Kevin Hart can't see over the dashboard,
yeah, sit on a couple phone books, you're fine.
Now you can't touch the pedals and mess with the yaw.
Yeah. Ask someone to help you out.
This is like the thing with the plumber, where if they don't have a beer belly and a little bit of crack showing.
Right. If a plumber comes to your house, they're fit as all get up. I mean, like, out of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do they really know how to plumb?
I mean, plumbers.
This is hitting close to home because we have a plumber. My wife found that is a, I wouldn't say he's the fox, but he's a good-looking young man.
All right, I hate to break this to you live on the air. There is nothing wrong with the plumbing in your house.
Let me call my wife. We can go to break.
Because they spend all this time in a van. They hit all the fast food places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't be a plumber in shape. Can't.
Hey, Kemet, how long you been a plumber?
A what?
Our plumber is like, he's a good looking dude.
Just saying. I'm with you, though. I don't like the pilot that tries to do the jokes. Hey, he gets on the intercom, starts making jokes.
Right.
I don't
like that. Act like Sully. Sully didn't make any jokes.
Just do your job.
Do your job.
We'll be taking off for Denver, and we'll keep you updated if there's anything you need to know.
That's it. All I need. Thank you, Mr. Mustache.
You don't like the guy that makes the COVID jokes? And
not so much.
I kind of enjoy him because now we're friends.
Right. He's more apt to take care of his friends because we have a relationship. Huh.
We're not just a client. Like, he's, hey, you know, keep your mask on.
I know there's a lot of Dolphins fans on board. We're going up to New Orleans. You know, we have a better chance of landing.
I don't know. I don't know what the joke is.
You're not going to be a writer for any pilot. But even
they have writers,
and don't make crashing jokes.
That would be bad form.
Yeah, just a cute joke. Like I was recently on a flight, and the guy
that
was
would
like,
be bad form.
The guy was like, yeah, keep your mask on, blah 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 blah, CDC, blah 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 blah, CDC.
That's funny,
and I thought it was cute.
That's actually funny.
Yeah, so I was like
hey,
okay.
I'm a human. I'm aware of what's going on.
Yes,
I'm not a robot.
And that's what he did. And then I always say thank you when I'm walking off. When the guy walks in that little
always
doorway,
yep,
I say, appreciate you,
yep,
brother. Thank you for what
yep
you do.
Always.
You're welcome. A little connection.
So is your pilot friend telling you that they're not allowed to have beards?
Yes. Yeah. He's my neighbor.
They're not allowed to have beards because that would infringe on the sealing of an oxygen mask. You know, it has to seal to your face if you're a pilot and you lose pressure in the cabin, in the cockpit. And if you had a beard, you might not get a proper seal.
I have a beard. I'm going to die. They need to give us a heads up.
Your oxygen mask is different than what we pilots have. So me and the pilots, we get it actually wraps around the head like you. That actually has vision assistance as well because sometimes there's smoke in the cockpit. I just watched one of these on Air Disasters. There's smoke in the cockpit. You can't knock a window out to get the smoke out of the cockpit. And so you put on this whole thing, covers your face, and you can breathe and you can see through the smoke.
What? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You taught me something. Don't say we, though. Say
well,
them.
I'm just saying. We pilots. It's a good question by Steven. If you walk onto your plane and Dave Wannstedt is your pilot, you feel comfortable?
No.
I do. Tall, mustache.
That's it?
It's pretty much all I need.
Mean Joe Green has a mustache and he's huge.
Does he just have a mustache? He's kind of got some facial hair. I'm talking solely mustache, like a pilot's mustache.
The pilot mustache. But we know now that they're not allowed to have a beard, so maybe they're limited to show their personality
right
facially.
No,
with
that's
the
only facial hair that they can.
What if they're like too jacked, though? I'll give you an example. Aaron Feld, the new strength and conditioning coach
right
for the Canes.
Or what if it's a silly mustache like that? No offense to Coach Feld.
It's a silly mustache, and he's just too yoked.
Right.
Maybe too aggressive
right
behind the wheel of an airplane.
Might actually, not to use the term yoke, but he may actually pull the yoke too hard. He doesn't know his own strength.
Just tear the whole wheel
now
off.
Now, all of a sudden, I'm 90 degrees up in the air. That's a stall danger.
And when do you have time to work out? Aren't you practicing?
Yeah, what are you doing up there while we're flying? You doing push-ups while we're flying? I'd kind of like you paying attention to the plane.
Superman.
Yeah, I want a fit yet not too fit, mm-hmm. tall person with a mustache.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Dave Wannstedt.
Not Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp's too muscular.
Right.
But like a Skip Bayless. He keeps after himself, but he's not too big.
He doesn't have a mustache, though.
But the body type, like, because
I see what you're
saying. Pilots are all old. There's no 21-year-old pilot.
No, he's fit. Yeah, like Sully.
Old,
like
yeah,
Sully.
Old, fit. How do you, you don't even know Sully.
I watched the movie.
That was Tom Hanks.
I'm not so certain.
I know it was. I watched it, too.
There you go. 15 minutes of heat. How the hell did I get on that? My brain works in a way. What day is it? What has happened here?
I don't know.
Are we legitimately in 15 minutes of heat right now?
That was great.
Anyway, enjoy your socks.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I hate brunch. You're just going to grab something to eat because it's early lunch, late breakfast. Just go grab food.
Hawk and Crowder.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A couple of texts that have come in. Based on the last conversation, Magnum PI would make a good pilot. Best sports show on the radio, LOL. Listening to Hawk's description, sounds like he wants a 70s porn star at the controls. Yeah.
He's focused.
You guys literally just wrote the next Seinfeld episode.
You know what? Yes.
New game instead of the age game, the height game. That's a good one. You can play the height game. Because, like, Bill Parcells, how tall is he? You know, probably.
Bill Parcells is 6'2", 6'3".
Is he?
Big dude, yeah.
Oh, we got to play the height game. Because I'm going to be terrible at this. I can't gauge, like, Dave Wannstedt. Dave Wannstedt's a tall guy. People don't realize.
He's 6'3", 6'4".
Well, what about Cam Cameron?
6 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of, like, there's not a lot of tiny, itsy-bitsy football dudes.
Right.
Pete Carroll's little. Belichick's little.
Jakeem Grant, to bring it back to the pilot conversation.
Didn't you say you're going to swaddle him?
You want to do the height game? Let's do that this week, Solana. I like that. Remind me, okay?
Okay.
Somebody texts in, would you guys trust Stanley Hudson as your pilot? He has a mustache. No. Too heavy. That's is from The Office.
Stanley Hudson.
Stanley would just sit back and do crossword puzzles. I can't have that.
Yeah, and I like the too heavy one. Like, no, don't add no weight to the cockpit. 200 minus.
Somebody suggests instead of 15 minutes of heat, 15 minutes of yaw.
You swear you know about planes. Oh, the black dude? Hell no. He's
Stanley
not
Hudson.
No, Stanley ain't flying nothing I'm on. I wouldn't ride with Stanley on a two-person bike. No way.
On the one fish, two fish ride at Universal, would you allow Stanley to be your...
I'll wait. I'm jumping off. I'll go next.
Somebody says, in 1985, I tried to enlist in the Air Force. I was 5'3" at the time. I was 17 years old. I was told I was too short to be a pilot. Emotionally crushed me for several months. Somebody says, I'm surprised Hawk doesn't tip the pilot. Yeah, I wonder, if you fly during the holidays, you hand a 20 over the
no.
pilot. Here you go, Captain.
No.
Captain.
No. I've actually tipped the You say I can't say stewardess
right,
anymore.
Flight right, flight attendant.
Flight attendant. Hey, stewardess is nasty?
Nah, it's just not woke.
I've tipped number of flight attendants.
Really?
If they're off the chain, where they come and like they'll preemptively bring me a new drink. Like I don't even ask for it, but they'll bring me a new Sprite. Like I'm like, well, you watching out for a brother. And I shoot them a 10.
Huh.
They always say no, then they say yes.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Never thought about that.
Tipping the
move.
Pilot?
No. Flight attendant.
Yeah.
That's a good move.
Mm-hmm. If you fly a lot, you might catch a back end.
Right.
Where she right. remembers you, right. he remembers you.
Right.
And then, yeah, not always. Well, I've shot 10, right. 20 to a man.
And you're hooked
yeah.
up.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah,
that's not bad.
Especially nowadays. They're under a lot of pressure. They're dealing with a bunch of
a-holes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They got to tell me to pull my mask up 14 times.
Yeah.
Because you're eating, so I love candy, so I have me some, you know, some Red Hots
right.
or some Lemon Heads.
Right.
And I'll just be eating my Lemon Heads, and they come, hey, mask, okay. And I pull it back down.
I immediately identify anyone eating Lemon Heads on an airplane as a danger. I mean, out of all the things that you could buy for an airplane, I mean, it's perfect for combos or Gardettos. I immediately see the guy eating a box of Lemon Heads, mm-hmm. and I go, something is going down today. I immediately ask you to have you removed
the
plane.
Air Marshal, 11A, Lemon Heads.
Lemon Heads. They're like, sir, we've got an eye on them. Lemon Heads.
It's not the big candies where you get, you know, it's the little quick ones.
All right, we're gonna go so overtime here. We got to get to the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We're running late.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Kanye West, he legally changed his name to just Ye.
It's not Ye, it's Ye. Everyone knows he's Ye.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.